Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle and I have on a lovely guest, Rayleigh, who is part of our Peace and Parenting community. Rayleigh, will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Rayleigh. I have three kids, 20, 16, and 13, and I live in California.
Amazing. Okay. We're going to talk about your experience in Peace and Parenting, and I just want to have you illustrate, how were things when you first started this work, when you first came? You came to the 30-Day Challenge, was that it?
I started just listening to all of your podcasts, and then I joined the Mastermind, and then I wanted my husband to get on board, so we joined the 30-Day Challenge together.
Okay, that's right. That's how I saw you. So tell me, how were things before we started, before you joined the Mastermind? Where were you at in your parenting?
It was pretty rough. I've been parenting for 19 years already, and I was pretty lost and kind of just like, nothing's working, really disconnected from my kids. You know, they were struggling. I was struggling. Lots of anger. You know, And I was probably emotionally unavailable to them. It was just really sad, like no peace in our house, you know, and my husband and I were like, you know, at it too. So
everyone was fighting.
There was just everything felt so serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. And what was the interaction with your kids, and what were they, did you have a lot of interactions with them?
I mean, no, my oldest, he wanted nothing to do with us. To be honest, he's probably still doesn't.
Well,
we're working on that.
He is 19.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter, yeah, she was just very, go away, leave me alone, don't touch me. My youngest, he just had a lot of anger, a lot of yelling all the time about anything. It was just constant yelling. So I didn't really have much of a relationship with them. I think it was just always parenting, like always correcting, always threats and bribes and just really trying to fix them.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Trying to get them to behave. And, you know, I very much cared about what everybody else on the outside of my house thought. So I was trying to keep everything together, and everything had to be perfect inside of my house, but everything was not perfect.
You were just trying to control everybody.
Control everything.
Yeah. Which you can only do it for so long, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. So when you started doing the Mastermind, and what started to change?
Well, I instantly got rid of punishments, consequences, threats, and bribes. That was hard because I didn't know what to replace it with, but it was actually kind of easy because it took a lot of pressure off me. It was like, okay, fine. Like,
Yeah.
Run the house, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. But
was it beneficial to get rid of the threats and the bribes and the consequences and things?
Yeah, I felt like my kids really took to getting rid of the threats and bribes. I think the consequences, they're kind of like, well, am I going to get in trouble? Like, and I'm just like, no, like we don't do that anymore. And I think one time my youngest was even like, you know, because I wasn't going to tell him what to do. We stopped like managing homework.
How did
that
feel?
Like all on him. That was amazing. I was like, this is great. Like, I don't have to be worried about this anymore. And he was like, but you have to tell me to do it. And I was like, I'm not going to tell you. You've got to want to do it on your own, bud. Like, these are your grades. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's all on you. You got this.
That's so interesting because so many people see this parenting style as permissive or like, oh, you're just letting them not do their grades. Oh, you're just letting them not do their homework. But actually, you're giving them the responsibility.
Yeah. And I don't have to I've been down all the different roads. I micromanaged my 20-year-old. It did me no good, you know, and then my daughter, she's very much, I've always been hands-off with her homework because she's always had it. She's just done it. And then my youngest, I felt myself constantly having to micromanage him and like, oh, you're going to turn in this. And then you kind of gave us permission to, you know, no, you, this can be on them. And this is how they learn. And it really made sense. Like, oh, you're right. Like, this isn't my job. How are they going to learn to fail in the outside world if they can't learn to fail with us supporting them?
Right.
And so I almost want him to fail.
Like, yeah,
you know, like to experience that, like, oh crap, I like failed my math class. Now I can't do basketball for a week or whatever.
Right. And also it's like, it's better for them to fail at 13 than for them to fail at 23 because it's a lot, the stakes are a lot higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good. So you got rid of threats and bribes and punishments and they were a little bit wonky around that. But now how do you feel about the threats and bribes and all those things being gone?
I mean, it feels great. I just come in, I you know, there's always the temptation, but that's when I just come in with play or a lot of empathy.
Yep.
And it feels so much better to have my kids do something that I'd like them to do when I'm not threatening and bribing them. They just do it. And it takes a while sometimes. Like my dishes get stacked up.
Yeah.
Pretty high when that, you know, they're like, I'm not clearing out the dishwasher. I'm just like, okay. And then I'll like give them a hug. And, but it feels so much better to get them to, you know, do something that I'd like them to do when we're connected.
Well, and also they're doing it because they want to do it, not because you're forcing their hand at it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And even if it takes more time and effort, it's of their own accord. And that's like, you know, a forced apology isn't the same as an organic one.
No, not at all. Yeah.
That's so good.
I don't force them to apologize anymore either. I think I probably used to when they were younger, but I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense. They're not really sorry. They can't come to their own realization that they're sorry if I'm making them apologize before they're ready.
Yeah, that's right. And also it's like, what does remorse look like? Is it a forced remorse or a real remorse? And we want that real remorse.
Yeah.
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 Definitely. We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes. What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting.
the idea of perfection and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Now, back to the show.
And so how does your home feel now? Now that you've gotten rid of the threats and bribes, you're working really hard on connection, you've let go of the homework piece. How does it feel now?
My house feels much more calm. There's way more peace and way more laughter. Wow. I laugh. Yeah. I'm like, you know, craving the laughter with my kids and just like being silly. And I was so serious before. Everything felt so serious. And it's really just not that deep, as my kids would say. Not that deep.
It's not that hard. Parenting doesn't have to be that serious. The home doesn't have to be that serious.
Yeah. And this work has been hard. It's still hard because there's some times where I'm just like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to connect today. I don't have it in me. It can be really hard, but my relationship with my daughter is in a place that I really never even knew it could be.
Amazing.
Because I didn't have that kind of relationship with my parents. It's not perfect. Oldest son, I feel like, you know, he's still struggling, but I feel like our relationship is getting better. And so it's become easier to communicate with him.
Yeah.
You know, when we need to have a serious conversation or when I need to, you know, ask about his life or whatever, but,
he's more forthcoming a little bit.
He's been pretty forthcoming with me for the last couple of years. So I think I kind of started this in a way a few years ago with him.
Yeah. Well, because what do you have left after they're 19? You can't continue to threaten and bribe them. It doesn't work anymore. And I think that's
where I was though. And it wasn't doing anything. And it was just like ruining our relationship. I'm like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And I have no relationship with you. So I need to try something different. And the biggest change has just been with me.
Yeah.
It's not my kids. I mean, you know, they're just kids. It's been a lot of healing for me too.
Yeah. You've done such an incredible job of change, really, I've seen in you. Like, you really have. Like, I remember when you first came into the group and I could see the panic in you. And now you come in so calmly and so relaxed and so willing to share and so willing to, you know, discuss your life. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel your calmness.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I am calm.
No, I feel your calm in the group.
Okay,
and I feel your essence there and your ability to, you know, really analyze and see your parenting for what it is and see where you need to make change and not beating yourself up. And it's lovely.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm able to answer some of my own parenting questions more than I could before when I first started. I mean, I'm like, oh, I got to ask Michelle about this, but it's starting to feel a little more natural.
Yeah.
Something that I had a huge insight on a couple weeks ago was about how it's not our kids' responsibility to carry our feelings about their mistakes. It kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. And I realized that I not only was carrying my own shame and embarrassment, they put their shame and embarrassment on me. And then I couldn't even navigate what I needed because I was so worried about what they were thinking.
Well, and it makes sense that then you were, as a mom, worried about what everybody else was thinking because your parents were always worried about what everybody else was thinking. And that was the ultimate shame for them or whatever it was. And so then, of course, you brought that into your parenting just unknowingly.
Yeah. So that was just like a huge, like, wow, like, okay, like I can have my feelings about something. I just don't need to share it with them when they make a mistake.
100%. And I think there's a big controversy out there that, well, if you parent this way, then what you can't have your feelings. But it's not that. It's like, let's have our feelings in the appropriate place with an adult, with a listening partner, with a coach, with your friends, with your husband, with your whomever, and not have to throw it up all over our kids because it's not their responsibility to take care of our feelings.
Mm-mm. And how can they find out what their own feelings are about something?
Right. Like you, like you with your pregnancy, like your feelings were so thwarted because you were so concerned with your parents. And here you are going through a pregnancy at a young age with no support, worried about them instead of worrying about yourself.
Yeah. And I really noticed in that moment, like what I really needed was somebody to say, like, just like have empathy for me.
Yeah. This
like,
is hard.
Wow, really, this is really hard. And so it, I could see it so clearly. So it makes it so much easier to come to my kids.
Yes.
With empathy, because I was like, wow, like I know what I needed. So they, I know what they need.
Right. And I think two people get caught up in this consequence punishment like loop and threats and bribes and all these things because, and, but they don't take a step back and say, but how does that, how does it feel to be threatened or bribed or punished as a kid? It never felt right.
Yeah. 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 And I feel like society just, it's like treats kids so unfairly.
I know, it's discriminating.
Like they're less than. It's yeah. crazy. I've been noticing it so much lately. Like, just the difference in how we treat adults and how we treat kids.
100%. It's childism, right? It's discrimination. It's all the other isms, but it really is childism. And it's not, it's so not fair.
It's not fair. They're growing little brains and like, it's just really sad. Like we expect them to be these perfect little robots.
Yeah.
But adults can do whatever they want.
Totally. And I think, you know, we were treated that way too. We were discriminated against too as kids, and we were had all these huge expectations on us. And so we're still wounded from all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're changing things, really.
Yeah. One parent at a time.
One little family at a time. One little family at a time. So you did the Connect to Parent Mastermind, which is the group coaching program. Then you did the 30-day challenge with your husband. And then you did one-on-one coaching with me.
Yeah.
And through all that experience, what's one thing that you would, one piece of advice that you would give to anybody who's thinking about starting this work or starting this work or in the midst of this work? What's your advice?
Man, dive right in.
Yeah.
Just do it. I mean, your mind is going to reject all of it because it's so different than, you know, the way we were raised and the way society says we should raise, you know, be with our kids. But it is, it makes so much sense when you dive into it and you really start to think about it. It just makes, it all makes so much sense. And then it becomes, and then your brain starts to change.
Yeah.
And so you start responding different, you know, and you still get these little hangups, but, yeah, that's my advice. Dive right in. If you're thinking about doing it, just do it.
Yeah, don't wait.
Just do it.
Don't wait.
Like there's a reason why you're here and why you're dabbling. And you can't really just dabble. You really, I mean, you can, but you're going to get the most out of it if you just dive in.
Yep. Totally. I agree. It's like, it really is a framework and an ideology and a mindset and a whole thing. Like it is something you have to learn. Going on listening to this podcast or, you know, reading the book or, you know, watching my Instagram post, like it's cool and you'll get something out of it, but doing the deeper work and getting the help is, it's next level. It's way
better. And it's going to take time too. Like it doesn't just happen overnight. I mean, my house is not, we're all still struggling. we're just much calmer about it.
Great. That's what we want because life is struggle. We'll never be without struggle ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just feels more peaceful. Like if somebody's having a moment, it's not the whole world isn't blowing up. It's just this person's having a moment and we can give them space and empathy and be there for them. And then we can move on to the next person who needs to have a moment.
Right. And sometimes we have our moment and we'll like lose our mind and we can recover from that. And it doesn't have to take us down either.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all
mine is not so much having like, it's interesting. Getting rid of the yelling was really easy for me, even though I was a yeller.
Yeah. That's good.
And like I raged, like I one time was so mad at Byron, I threw his PS5 down and broke it, like shattered. It was not a proud moment in my parenting.
That's okay. We all have had bad moments.
I would never do that now. Like that wouldn't even like that would never happen. But I feel like mine is more like I kind of emotionally withdraw. So I have to like really make sure to like stick in there. And I think I can just be annoying to my kids. So I'm we need to be connected, connect. And I have to remind myself, like, it doesn't have to be 24 hours a day.
It doesn't have to be right the second.
Yes.
Yes. We need to be flexible around the connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. It's hard, but it is. It's worth it.
It's so worth it. What else do we have?
No, I know. I just, I'm just so thankful because I really feel like I have such a great relationship with my kids right now.
Yay. We love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bailey, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I so appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for joining us on the Peace and Parenting Podcast, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
AI of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.